What if I told you that God could be seen in the most ordinary things every day? That if we just took a break from the busyness of our lives to just stop and look around, to consider the things that we encounter all the time and overlook, the lessons that we would learn from our children and in our homes, our families. What if I told you that everyday ordinary events could teach us extraordinary eternal truths? Would you believe me? Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Set Your Mind Above podcast. I'm your host, BJ Sipe. I'm a Christian, a preacher, a husband, and a father. In this podcast, we take everyday, ordinary events and explore how they can teach us extraordinary eternal truths. I'm so glad that you've joined me for this episode. Now let's open up our minds, our hearts, and our Bibles together. I am a very, very happy man today because I got my wife back. On Friday last week, right after her birthday, my wife Kylie jumped on a plane to Dallas, Texas to go visit our dear friends Matt and Sierra Armstrong. It had been too long since Kylie had a break all to herself to go be with a friend, so I was so happy that she was able to do this over the weekend. However, I am equally happy to have her back. I'm kind of a pathetic guy when she's gone, especially after the kids go to bed. That's normally our time together to connect and catch up after our long days, but when she's gone, I'm usually left just kind of twiddling my thumbs. I decided that I would turn on some TV to distract me from the fact that she wasn't lying next to me in bed, and what I ended up getting into again was the show Undercover Boss. In fact, I even watched a couple of episodes last night after Kylie went to bed early, exhausted from her day of travel. Now, I'm sure that most of you are familiar with the premise of the show, but if you're not, I'll explain it here. Generally, the episodes center around a CEO, founder, or president of a thriving large company. And usually, those who are at the top have little to no interaction with many of the individuals at the bottom, which is the lifeblood of the entire operation. So to get a better understanding of what's really going on in their business, these bosses go undercover and are transformed with makeup, wigs, and bodysuits into someone entirely different. Sometimes they pose as a newly hired-on employee or as someone who is filming a documentary. But in any case, they come down to the level of everyone below them. Their purpose in doing so is really twofold. They're able to discover individuals who are really going above and beyond for the company, as well as discover what improvements, processes, or other individuals need to make. After going undercover for many days and doing many different things, at the end of the show is the big reveal, where the boss finally discloses their true identity to those that they have been working with. This is the tear-jerking moment, because when that happens is usually very inspiring. The successful, top-of-the-line boss will bring individuals in one at a time who they had spent time with and had learned a lot more about. More often than not, the boss, in a grand gesture of grace and kindness, will then bless those individuals in ways that they discovered they needed. Sometimes it's putting them through school, or giving them cash to help with their families, or giving them a massive promotion. Occasionally, there are episodes where someone is brought in and they are disciplined because of their lack of work ethic that the boss witnessed while undercover, but those are generally few and far between. There are even some special celebrity episodes where musicians or athletes go undercover in their community to find out ways that they can better give back or get other individuals a hand up in the pursuit of their own dreams or efforts. If you've not watched the show, I would highly recommend it, but be prepared to shed a tear at the end of each episode. There's just something special about watching someone who is successful, powerful, and in authority, get down on everyone else's level in order to find ways that they can bless others who were in desperate need of help and love. As I sat there last night wiping my tears away from yet another emotional and powerful episode, I started laughing to myself because I realized in many ways the best episode of Undercover Boss is recorded for us right here in Scripture. I reached over to my nightstand and grabbed my Bible and read the following passage recorded for us in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The story of the gospel is the greatest story that has ever been told. Jesus, the Word, who was God, emptied himself and went undercover, so to speak. Jesus lived in a glorified state with the Father together even before the foundations of the world. See John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. And yet, the most incredible thing would happen. God would become flesh. His name would be called Emmanuel, for certainly God was with his people through Jesus. The world did not recognize who Jesus truly was, so much so that they even killed him and called him a blasphemer. But the great reveal took place at his resurrection, when the eyes of men were opened to see that he truly was both Lord and Christ. But why would God do this? Why would he subject himself to his own creation, to suffer as we suffer, to hunger, thirst, be tempted, and take on flesh? There is only one answer that was given by Jesus as to why he would do such a thing, as to why he would take on human form and allow himself to be crucified on a cross. And that is in order to bless us and save us. We read in John chapter 12, verses 46 through 48, I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me would not remain in darkness. If anyone hears my words and doesn't keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and doesn't receive my sayings has this as his judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. We, a sinful people, are in desperate need of the grace of God. Without Jesus, we would be stuck in the same place, broken and destined for destruction because of our sin and fleshly lusts. And yet, that is not how the story has to end. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and now He wants to change your life forever and bless you. Jesus offers you peace, joy, hope, freedom, and salvation as a gift. We do not deserve it, nor could we ever repay him for such a gift, but it is yours to take. What amazing grace indeed that saved a wretch like me. What's keeping you back from letting him save you too? Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I would invite you back Tuesdays through Fridays for a brand new episode each day. If you haven't already, be sure to find us on Facebook for occasional announcements and special video sessions. If you have benefited from this podcast, please, if you're able to, be sure to share it with someone else that you think could benefit from it as well. Until next time, know that I love you, that God loves you, and may we all each and every day set our minds above.